It's Wednesday, the 16th of November. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Here's your sports. You know, some might think that boasting your past is a bad omen for the present, but the Aggie women's basketball team put that theory to rest yesterday after they celebrated with their fans last year's national championship by handing out rings and raising a banner. The newest edition of the Aggies went about the business of beating ninth-ranked Louisville 76-58 at Reed Arena. The Aggies took an 8-0 lead and never trailed and built that lead to 25 with less than 3 minutes to play. 13 Aggie players got minutes and 11 got points, led by sophomore Kelsey Bones, 15 points in just 15 minutes. Guard Sydney Carter scored 14. Tyra White had 13 as the Aggies go to 2-0 on the year. A&M has just 3 of 18 from the new longer three-point arc. The Cardinals were playing without their top player, Monique Reed, and two other starters, and they committed 27 turnovers. Here's Coach Gary Blair.
Can you picture me without Adora Carter and Alanu? They had three starters out. Instead of a 20-point ball game, I think it would have been right down to the wire by both of us. And they're good. And we have to go back up there next year, and we'll play in front of 22,000.
The Aggies do go on their first road trip tomorrow when they meet Arkansas Little Rock at 7 o'clock, and then it's off to the Bahamas for the Junkaroo Jam over Thanksgiving. During Monday's A&M football press conference, Coach Mike Sherman was asked about certain players and their deficiencies this year and about their job security. Well, interestingly, the head coach expanded his answer beyond just the players.
Well, I don't think any of us feel great job security at this current point. I think the players understand that. And I think that goes with the profession of being football players or coaches, that's part of the element of coaching. And you know, we're all held accountable for what we do or don't do. There's no question about that.
Now, one real problem the Aggies have had is in pass defense this year. The NCAA lists 120 teams in their team stats. A&M ranks number 119 against the pass, allowing 308 yards per game through 10 games. Charles McMillan is the secondary coach, but defensive coordinator Tim DeRuiter says he's certainly not the problem.
He's an excellent coach, but we've got some issues, probably more so with confidence, because our guys know what to do. You know, it's disheartening when you have them for three quarters of the game, play the game the way it's supposed to be played, and then one or two plays, we don't. And we've got to be much more consistent.
It'll be the Aggies and the Kansas Jayhawks Saturday morning a little bit after 11 o'clock. You'll hear the game right here on 1620. Things start with the pregame show, the Fan Zone show, that is, at 8 a.m. The Big 12 Conference announced a public reprimand for Kansas defensive coordinator Vic Sheely and linebacker Steven Johnson yesterday for public statements criticizing a face mask penalty in the Baylor at Kansas football game last Saturday. The penalty was called at the end of the first half and set Baylor up for a field goal. Kansas lost the game to Baylor, I should say, in overtime. In the Big 12 this weekend, it gets started early with the Friday night game between number 2 Oklahoma State and Iowa State in Ames on Saturday. Besides A&M hosting Kansas, number 5 Oklahoma's at Baylor. 13th ranked Kansas State is at 23rd ranked Texas, and Texas Tech is at Missouri. 903 career wins and counting for Mike Krzyzewski, now the winningest men's coach in Division I basketball. The 6th-ranked Duke Blue Devils gave Coach K his milestone win with a hard-fought 73-69 win over Michigan State last night at Madison Square Garden. High school basketball last night, Bryan lost their season opener to Klein Forest 66-43. Rutter girls beat Waco 52-31, and the Consol girls fell to Pflugerville 72-60. And baseball's general managers are continuing their meetings today in Milwaukee. Major league owners are set to vote tomorrow on the proposed sale of the Astros from Drayton McClain to Jim Crane, a move that could have Houston switching from the National League to the American League. Houston Texan quarterback Matt Schaub says that his return this season, quote, doesn't look good after he hurt his foot during the second quarter of Sunday's win against Tampa Bay. Coach Gary Kubiak says the injury is significant. Houston has a bye this week. Matt Leinart will start the Texans' next game at Jacksonville. And the NBA labor dispute has moved from the negotiating table to the courtroom. Locked out NBA players, including Carmelo Anthony and Kevin Durant, filed class action antitrust lawsuits against the league yesterday in at least two states, moving pro basketball's labor dispute from the negotiating table to the federal court. And that's your look at sports. Thank you all for logging on to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.